beverages while on either echinacea, acetaminophen, or both can quickly escalate into something more serious, such as acute liver damage or liver failure. Even something somewhat benign as green tea can interfere with blood-thinning agents like the medication warfarin, especially if taken in large daily amounts. The reason is that green tea leaves contain vitamin K, which interferes with the blood-thinning properties of medications that are used to prevent conditions such as stroke, heart attacks, and peripheral vascular disease. Inverse to the effects green tea can have with blood thinners, ginger, which is used by people for relief of upset stomach, can cause the opposite effect with increasing the risk of bleeding by prolonging bleeding times. Everything we put into our body carries the potential for side effects. Whether it may be prescription medications, food, or herbal supplements, we have to be aware of what we take, eat, and drink to avoid unintended consequences. Herbal supplements can be an even trickier proposition because they do not fall under the same regulations as prescription medications have with the Food and Drug Administration, FDA. Instead, herbal supplements, which are classified as types of food, are regulated by the FDA as such and not as medications. Therefore, manufacturers do not have to seek FDA approval before putting these supplements on the market. The FDA does, however, monitor the safety of these products once they do hit the shelves, but the lag time between consumers taking these products and identifying any dangers associated with them can be delayed. For example, in 2004, the FDA issued regulation prohibiting the sale of dietary supplements containing the stimulant ephedra, citing it presented an unreasonable risk of illness or injury to the public. Prior to the FDA's ruling, an excessive number of cases with consumers taking ephedra that resulted in serious injury and even death were reported. It's likely the herbal supplement industry will continue to grow. And while most supplements don't pose an immediate danger or threat to the consumer, they aren't without risks and should be taken with strict caution and absolute clearance from your physician. To keep up with the latest recalls and alerts on herbal supplements, visit the web at http://www.fda.gov/safety/recalls/default.htm. For most people, there's no need to spend your hard-earned cash on supplements that may or may not work, or even worse, potentially cause you harm. Instead, the best way for most people to get all the vitamins and supplements needed is by eating a healthy, balanced, nutritionally packed diet. The best medicine is literally through the foods we eat, not the pills we pop. Levi Stone is a chief nursing officer who writes weekly health columns for the Odessa American. Hello, this is Kay reading the Odessa American for Sunday, May 17th, 2020, Life and Times. Boost Your Landscape's Curb Appeal in One Weekend by Melinda Myers. Create a front garden that's sure to boost your mood and welcome visitors all year round. All you need is one weekend and a bit of paint, flowers, decor, and edging material to boost your landscape's curb appeal. Add a splash of color by painting your front door. Look for colors that complement your home's siding and the surrounding landscape. Then add a seasonal wreath or other door decoration, a wreath of seed packets in the spring, succulents or silk flowers in summer, dried materials in fall, and greens in winter add seasonal interest to your home. Visitors will look forward to the change of seasons marked by your door's decor. Add a few containers at the front entrance. Select a color and size that complements your home's size and architecture style. Reduce maintenance with self-watering containers that extend the time between waterings. Further your enjoyment with solar illuminated planters powered by the sun to add a magical glow to the landscape as the sun sets. Define planting beds and create a finished look with edging. Use a sharp shovel to dig a V-shaped trench around small garden beds, or employ the help of an edging machine for larger areas. Fill the trench with mulch to create a mowing edge and keep weeds out. Or boost the aesthetic appeal and further define the space with edging materials like the stump edge. This easy-to-install edging material is made from recycled rubber and only requires a few hand tools and minimal time to install. Keep unruly plants out of the lawn or off walkways while defining the garden space with decorative garden edging. You can keep it simple with Gardener's Supply Company's Stratford Edge Irons that mimic the edging found in Shakespeare's garden in Stratford, England. Or add an artistic flair with a more decorative edging, like the nocturne border edging. Weed garden beds to improve the overall appearance and health of garden plants. Weeds not only compete with your desirable plants for water and nutrients, but many are hosts for insect pests and diseases that can harm your desirable plants. Once weeded, spread a 1 to 3 inch layer of organic mulch, like shredded leaves, evergreen needles, or wood chips, over the soil surface. The finer the material, the thinner the layer of mulch needed. Organic mulch helps conserve moisture, suppress weeds, and improve the soil as it breaks down. Select a mulch that is aesthetically pleasing and won't overwhelm the beauty of the plants. Keep mulch off tree trunks, shrubs, stems, and crowns of perennial and annual plants. Covering stems and plant crowns can lead to root rot and other problems that can negatively impact the plant's health and longevity. Freshen existing wood mulch by lightly tilling or raking so the darker mulch below the surface moves to the top. Avoid over-mulching. It is a waste of money and can be harmful to your plants. Make it a fun weekend by mixing in some tasty treats or a barbecue once your work is done. As you enjoy the benefits of your weekend's efforts, you'll be anxious to start tackling those bigger landscape tasks. Melinda Myers has written more than 20 gardening books, including Small Space Gardening. She hosts the Great Courses How to Grow Anything DVD series and the Melinda's Garden Moment TV and radio segments. Myers is a columnist and contributing editor for Birds and Blooms magazine and was commissioned by Gardener's Supply for her expertise to write this article. Her website is www.melindamyers.com. MelindaMyers.com.
Evening Primrose Thrives in West Texas by Jeanette Castanon, horticulturalist with Texas AgriLife Extension Service. Evening Primrose is a flower that is listed on the Permian Basin Master Gardener website under Recommended Annual Flowers. Evening primrose thrives in our climate once established. The flowers are light pink and sometimes light yellow. They are upright, tall flowers, and the blooms are about 2 inches across. They open in the late afternoon. The flowers do prefer well-drained soil and full sun. The reason they do so well in our climate is because we have a high pH soil, which they favor. When planting, they have a 70% success rate and will grow to about 2 to 4 feet tall. They germinate in 15 to 30 days, and the optimal soil temperature they prefer is 65 to 70 degrees Fahrenheit. They bloom from May to July. It is sometimes called Mexican evening primrose. It has dark pink flowers that start out as white and then turn pink. The flower will die back in the heat and reemerge again in the cool weather to bloom in the spring. You can plant these wildflowers in late summer or early fall. They will do well in the hottest and least cared for part of your landscape. It does great in rocky, well-drained soil, and once established will require less care. Evening primrose or Mexican primrose can do well in your garden. Visit the Permian Basin Master Gardener website to learn more about recommended annuals and perennials for our area. For more information, call the AgriLife office at 498-4071 in Odessa or at 686-4700 in Midland, or visit aggie-horticulture.tamu.edu or westtexasgardening.org.
Herbs can be used for more than just cooking. By Debbie Rowland, Permian Basin Master Gardener. For more information, read Herbs for Texas Landscapes at aggie-horticulture.tamu.edu. Herbs are not just for cooking. They are also used in making scents and perfumes, for practicing aromatherapy and modern medicine. They also attract bees and butterflies to the garden. When you are landscaping your yard and garden, herbs can play a role, whether you need tall, shade-tolerant, or ground cover. Of course, you need to begin with good soil, beginning with the amendment of compost and adding mulch to help conserve moisture and keep the soil cooler during the West Texas heat. Advice that is specific to herbs: don't pile mulch up around 4-inch plants because they need good air circulation, or the stems will begin to rot. It is best not to use lawn sprinklers where herbs are growing because it could lead to fungal disease. Remember that herbs in 4-inch pots look a lot alike. Be sure to check their mature size. Herbs do best when fertilized. Mix a balanced, slow-release fertilizer in the soil when planting, and then sprinkle over the soil every 3 to 6 months. Be careful not to over-fertilize, because while it produces good growth, it also produces less flavor, especially if you are using the herbs for cooking. For low hedges and borders, artemisia, chives, germander, lamb's ears, parsley, rosemary, santalina, and thyme. Tall herbs for backgrounds and empty spaces, lemongrass, fennel, dill, Mexican bush sage, and pineapple sage. Flowering herbs: basil, germander, oregano, salvias, and yarrow. In partial sun, lemon thyme, marjoram, and oregano. In partial shade, catnip and patchouli. In shade to sun, comfrey, garlic chive, lemon balm, parsley, and mint. Mint is invasive. Be careful where you plant. Wall germander is classified as a perennial herb because its blossoms were once used as a treatment for diabetes, indigestion, and gout. But its use is no longer encouraged as treatment for these ailments because of its toxicity in the liver. Retired Midland Attorney Was Born to Do Comedy by Tumbleweed Smith. Mary Lou Cassidy has been involved in theater for most of her life. Midlander Mary Lou Cassidy has made her living as an oil and gas lawyer. We had about 15 lawyers on the premises, but I was inclined to attract an odd assortment of clients. Sometimes they could walk in the door and the receptionist would greet them and say, "I'll bet you're here to see Mary Lou." They would be barefooted and have an Indian headdress on. Later, I would ask the receptionist how she knew that was my client. "Just a guess," she would reply. "Mary Lou is trying to retire, but she started doing elder law, helping senior citizens. They always need something. She has been entertaining theater audiences in Midland for a long time. She has the ability to make people laugh. I open my mouth and it comes out. I think you must have a sense of timing, a big thing in comedy. You better be born with it. Either you got it or you don't. You have to teach some comedy basics to a good actor, and they could fake it, but I think comedy timing is something you're born with, and I have it." She has been involved in theater most of her life. "When I was a little girl, I was loud and boisterous, a tomboy and all this stuff. My parents took me down to the Midland Community Theater, which was in its infancy then, about 1952 or 53, and they had a children's theater group. Art Cole, the theater director, would teach the first class. He wanted to work on our accents. He had to say, "The light is bright in the night." Then we would all shout back at him, "The light is bright in the night." He was from Ohio and couldn't stand to hear us talk. He finally got someone else to teach the class. She was involved with Midland Community Theater and 20 years ago started another theater group called the Maverick Players. At first, shows were presented in a shopping mall in the American Legion building before moving to its current location at the VFW Hall. When they were in the mall, the Maverick Players did 4 shows a year. Now we can only do 2 because the air conditioning system isn't too good. We do them in March and November. Mary Lou has acted and directed and done just about everything else you can do in the theater. These days, she's having trouble memorizing. She recalls a recent experience on stage. "I'd look at this actor and have to ask what act we were in. My Velcro is getting very slick." She started a nationwide playwriting competition that brought in some unusual plays, such as A Zombie Hamlet. In one, they had 2 window washers on a skyscraper talking back and forth, and the dialogue was good. They were having an interesting conversation, but the writer didn't know how to end it. He had them blast off into outer space. Mary Lou Cassidy is co-founder of the Maverick Players. She is seen January 8 on the stage at VFW Post 4149, where the theater troupe performs.
Hello, this is Michael reading from the food section of the Odessa American, Wednesday, May 20th. Spring clean your diet with 5 fridge essentials. Spring cleaning is a tradition that often includes dusting, mopping, decluttering, and organizing homes for a fresh start. Many families may be cooking more while home right now, so this is a great opportunity to refresh your kitchen staples by filling the fridge with foods that support a healthy diet. Registered dietitian and nutritionist Dawn Jackson Blattner shares her top 5 fridge essentials to boost overall health and wellness. Leafy greens. Leafy greens are a powerhouse of nutrients like vitamins A and C, potassium, calcium, and iron. They're great for soothing chronic inflammation and increasing energy levels naturally. Some tasty and versatile leafy greens to add to your grocery list include spinach, arugula, kale, chard, and watercress. You can use these as a salad base, add to sandwiches or wraps, create tasty side dishes, or incorporate a handful to your favorite meal to add supercharged nutrition. Eggs. Eggs are an important source of essential vitamins and nutrients, but not all eggs are created equal. Eggland's Best eggs offer superior nutrition compared to ordinary eggs at the grocery store, such as 25% less saturated fat, more than double the omega-3s, 10 times more vitamin E, and 6 times more vitamin D. Eggland's Best eggs also contain more than double the vitamin B12 compared to other eggs, which may help maintain energy levels while giving your house a spring makeover. By simply incorporating Eggland's Best eggs into your family recipes, you can easily boost the nutrition of your favorite meals. Greek yogurt. Yogurt is a trending health food, but some yogurts offer greater health benefits than others. Reach for plain Greek yogurt on your next trip down the dairy aisle because it has twice the protein and less sugar than regular yogurt. Not to mention its thick, creamy consistency may help you feel fuller longer, reducing the likelihood of extra snacking. Create your own parfait by choosing plain yogurt and add natural sweetness with fresh fruit or a drizzle of honey. Plain yogurt also makes a great base for healthier dressings and other tasty recipes. Oats. Fiber is an essential part of any diet because it fills you up, helping you feel more satisfied throughout the day. Although not technically stored in the fridge, oats are a fiber superstar and a must-have for every kitchen because they offer an affordable and accessible way to get a healthy dose of daily fiber. For example, when eaten as part of a balanced breakfast, oats help curb cravings and keep you feeling satisfied until lunchtime. For a simple breakfast on the go, blend oats into your favorite smoothie. Berries. All berries are rich with antioxidants, that keep your heart healthy and your brain sharp. Berries add great flavor to breakfast foods, salads, and more. Not to mention snacking on a few throughout the day is a great way to naturally satisfy a sweet tooth. Frozen berries are a wonderful alternative when fresh aren't available, providing similar health benefits. You can mix into a smoothie, yogurt, or thaw for baking. To celebrate your fridge makeover, explore new recipes featuring these nutritious ingredients, such as this Eggland's Best recipe for sweet potato bowls. Sweet potato bowl. Ingredients: 2 Eggland's Best eggs, large, poached, 1 large sweet potato, 2 teaspoons olive oil, separated salt and pepper, 1 cup ground sausage, 1/2 cup salsa, 1 avocado diced. Directions. 1. Heat 1 teaspoon of olive oil in a medium pan over medium-high heat and brown the ground sausage. 2. While the sausage cooks, fill a large pot with a few inches of water and place over medium-high heat until it just starts to simmer. 3. Crack eggs individually into a ramekin or cup and create a gentle whirlpool in the water. 4. Slowly pour the eggs one by one into the water and leave to cook for 3 minutes. 5. Scoop with a slotted spoon and drain on paper towel. 6. While the eggs poach, spiralize the sweet potato using a spiralizer. 7. Heat the other teaspoon of the olive oil in a large skillet over medium heat. 8. Add in the sweet potato noodles and cook until they just begin to soften, about 5 to 7 minutes. 9. Season with salt and pepper. 10. Transfer the cooked sweet potato noodles into a large bowl. 11. Drain the ground sausage and add to the sweet potato noodles. 12. Toss with 1/2 cup of the salsa. 13. Divide the noodles and sausage between 2 bowls, top each with diced avocado and a poached egg. And now here's another recipe that's on this page. West Coast Grilled Vegetable Pizza. Yields 4. Ingredients: 3 tablespoons olive oil, all-purpose flour, 1 pound store-bought pizza dough, 2 plum tomatoes, 2 scallions, 1 log soft goat cheese, coarse salt, ground pepper, 1 bag baby spinach, 1 avocado, 2 tablespoons red wine vinegar. Directions: heat grill to medium. Brush a large rimless baking sheet or an inverted rimmed sheet with 1 tablespoon oil. On a lightly floured work surface, roll and stretch dough to 2 8-inch ovals or rounds. Transfer to prepared sheet. Brush tops with 1 tablespoon oil. 2. Transfer dough to grill. Cook without turning over until undersides are firm and begin to char, 2 to 3 minutes. Using tongs and a large spatula, place crusts on baking sheet grilled side up. 3. Scatter crusts with tomatoes, scallion whites, and cheese. Season with salt and pepper, and slide back onto grill. Cook, rotating occasionally until cooked through and cheese begins to melt, 3 to 5 minutes. Transfer to a cutting board. 4. In a medium bowl, combine spinach, avocado, scallion greens, vinegar, and remaining tablespoon oil. Season with salt and pepper and toss to combine. Pile mixture onto pizzas, halve, and serve. The source of this recipe was Delish.com. Now to our next recipe, Keto Egg Salad. Yields 4. Ingredients: 3 tablespoons mayonnaise, 2 tablespoons lemon juice, 1 tablespoon finely chopped chives, freshly ground black pepper, kosher salt, 6 hard-boiled eggs peeled and chopped, 1 avocado cubed, lettuce for serving. Cooked bacon for serving. Directions. 1. In a medium bowl, whisk together mayonnaise, lemon juice, and chives. Season with salt and pepper. 2. Add eggs and avocado and toss gently to combine. 3. Serve with lettuce and bacon. Once again, the source is from Delish.com. And for our final recipe, triple berry smoothie yields 2 servings. Ingredients: 1 banana, 1 cup frozen strawberries, 1 cup frozen blackberries, plus more for garnish, optional. 1 cup frozen raspberries, 1 1/4 cup almond milk, 1/2 cup of Greek yogurt. Directions: in a blender, combine all ingredients and blend until smooth. 2. Divide between 2 cups and top with blackberries if desired. Once again, source, Delish.com. Thank you for joining us for this week's readings of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American Sunday Lifestyle sections. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer. Next on Recording Library of West Texas Radio, Far West Texas News, followed by the Midland Reporter Telegram and Odessa American at 8.
This is a Recording Library of West Texas community update.
MCH creates phone line for health screening. Medical Center Health System is creating a phone line for patients to call for health screenings when presenting signs for COVID-19. Patients who are experiencing symptoms are being asked to call 432-640-2747. The phone line will be open from 9 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. If you have symptoms when the phone line is not open, patients are being asked to self-quarantine until the following day. As always, if it's an emergency, please call 911. Patients not at risk may be asked to self-quarantine at home until well or able to follow up with their usual health care provider.
Now airing on the Noon Book Hour, Country Music, A History by Dayton Duncan, Ken Burns, and Brian Corrigan. This entertaining history of country music is based on the Ken Burns film for PBS. It begins with the music's roots in the rural South, the songs people sang to themselves and their families, the hymns they sang in church, the fiddle music they danced to on Saturday nights. With the birth of radio in the 1920s, these songs spread across the nation. Honky-tonk, spirituals, bluegrass, and rockabilly, leading to the music's commercial success today. Here is Hank Williams' Honky-Tonk Live, Dolly Parton's rise to fame from a dirt-poor childhood, Loretta Lynn hand-selling her records while raising a family, plus interviews with Merle, Garth, Roseanne Cash, and more. Country Music, A History, weekdays at noon and repeated overnight at 2 a.m. on Recording Library of West Texas Radio. Read by listening.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland, Odessa area. It's 70 and partly cloudy. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 60s. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low 90s. Tomorrow night, thunderstorms with a low in the mid-60s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
Coronavirus updates, weekdays at 1.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas. It's 7 a.m.
Welcome to this week's edition of Far West Texas. Readings from the Big Bend Sentinel, the Monahans News, the Alpine Avalanche, and the Fort Stockton Pioneer. Read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
The Big Bend Sentinel, culture. Despite coronavirus setbacks, Marfa celebrates its graduates. By Abby Perot, May 20th, 2020. Martha. I'm nervous and happy.